Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
How should you spend a stimulus check? If we get another $1,200, maybe another $500, $1,000 for minors or dependents in your house, I mean, how did you spend it last time? And do we care how people spend it this time? Hey, Kim, you're on WGN. We'll start with you. What do you want to say?
Good morning, John. Thanks
Hi.
For having me on.
Sure. What's your thought on that?
This is a mess. The whole thing is a mess. We all know that. We know millions filed for unemployment, not only because of the virus, but because of a forcible shutdown by the government.
Yeah.
So the government has removed ability for many to work. So they have to compensate people for that. I am on board with that. I appreciate that. My concern is, especially working in the food service industry, that stimulus helped boost a lot of places, but those restrictions in place closed a lot of local establishments. So that forced people to hit the online giants, you know, the Amazons, the Walmarts. Yeah, there's a trickle-down effect, but I worry that people weren't spending it on groceries, bills, catching up on rent, mortgages, things of that nature. My husband is a UPS driver here in Rockford, and he said that his residential deliveries skyrocketed after the first round of stimulus. That, to me, doesn't seem essential. Now, who knows what the nature of every package was, of course, but he was delivering a ton of electronics. So, you know, it's such a catch-22. It's such a point of debate, for sure.
Yeah, right. I'm glad you made the first point, and that is that all of these businesses that shut down, the government shut them down. The virus didn't shut them down. Some of them were in hot spots, and maybe it was way too dangerous. Maybe some of them weren't, but the government just said, you have to close now. And so I do think we have an obligation to make those people as whole as we can. Now, you got $1,200. How do you spend it? You don't think you and your husband are of a mind that we shouldn't be spending that on flat-screen TVs?
For some people, it's a catch-22. For some people that have disposable income, yes, because if you're buying that TV from Amazon, you're then keeping people employed at Amazon. So, yes, you are providing some jobs, but I don't think Amazon is at risk of going under or Walmart anytime soon.
Yeah, I think you're
My concern is the local places that are being forced to shut down. And, yes, restaurants got a boost periodically from that stimulus money because people couldn't go anywhere. It was takeout and delivery. That's great, but it's the local business that comprises the majority of business in America, and those are the ones that are hurting. So I just hate to see the big guys getting bigger while the small guys are just struggling.
Nice to talk to you this morning. My best to your husband as he drives about, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Sean.
Okay, Kim, 312-981-7200. Is it okay to spend that stimulus any way you want? This is kind of a hypothetical situation, right? But it did come up the other day. How would you spend an extra stimulus check if you got one? How did you spend the last one, and do we care? Susie, go ahead. You're on WGN. What's your thought about that?
I think it should be spent, and I don't care where you spend it, as long as it's spent. If you need food and rent, it should be spent on that. If not, go ahead and buy a big screen TV, and it'll benefit Amazon employees and UPS employees. But then the Amazon and UPS employees will spend their money and eventually end up benefiting everyone.
Yeah. You know, my attitude was it's supposed to stimulate the economy. I think at the root of this is if you have $1,200 in your pocket and you can buy a flat screen TV, then you didn't need the $1,200. And we should only give the $1,200 to people that need $1,200. So better that they're buying diapers and food and, you know, making a car payment and those sorts of essentials. Flat screen TV, a new TV, is probably not that. So I think that's at the root of this, right?
Well, I disagree, because if you do buy a big screen TV, it keeps people employed, and then those people employed can buy the diapers and the food that they need.
Yeah, it's kind of a trickle down in that case, huh, Susie?
It is, yes.
Yeah. And thanks for listening. I appreciate your time.
Sure, thank you.
Penny, you're on WGN. What do you want to say, Penny? Hi.
Hi. Enjoy especially your Sunday show. Give you a plug.
Our music show, thank you. Sunday Standards at 10 p.m. We play some great songs.
It's really great. And also, I think the stimulus should be spent any way people want. Just even if it isn't spent right away, you know, you don't know what's going to happen during this pandemic. If you can possibly keep your hands on a few of the dollars, it probably benefits you. But you can't go by UPS and delivery drivers. I mean, today there are many things you can't get at the store. They don't carry them anymore. I get my diabetic supplies from UPS. It's delivered because that's the way the insurance wants it, or that's best price you
ours
can get on it,
too.
And you
ours,
know, no delivery
wants,
charge. There are a lot of things we
delivered.
Ordered now.
I'm surprised too, Penny, how many people are having trouble finding not just medicine, but washers and dryers. We had a conversation like this not that long ago, and I was just slayed by how many nuts and bolts things are hard to come by these days. The waiting list to get them, you know?
Yes, I know, because our stove went out earlier in the pandemic, and it was a wake-up call. The first two or three stores we went into that either outright told you they couldn't get you any, that they already had a 42-person wait list for a specific thing, just really opened our eyes, and then we really got busy trying to find some place that could get it. Mm. So, yeah, we're well aware of what happens, especially with the appliances.
I'm glad you listened. Thanks for the call, Penny.
Bye.
I don't have a new stimulus check for you, and I'm not optimistic you're going to get one before the election. And I'm not optimistic, even if they agree sometime after the election, you're going to get anything in your bank account before January 1st. I think you could line up all of the failings of the federal government, and this one would have to be way up towards the front of the line. Times where you said, look, I spend money, that is, I pay taxes, and we've hired you people to do certain jobs, like, you know, pass laws and manage the money we give you. But it's not your money, Mitch McConnell. It's not your money, Dick Durbin. It's our money, and we've given it to you. And now, what do you know? We need some of that back. I'm not even talking about deficit spending right now. Nobody likes it, but we have to do it right now. Everybody that's smart about the economy, about economics, says, yes, we need to spend a few trillion dollars, pick a number, and give it back to the people right now, even if we don't have it. It's our money. And the fact that they won't give it back to you today, tomorrow, the next day, I'll bet you before January 1st you won't see it. Talk about failings of your federal government. Jack, you're on WGN. What did you want to say, Jack? You're on the air.
Yeah, we got our stimulus check, but my wife was laid off during the pandemic, and they gave her extra money because of the pandemic, being unemployed. She went back to work. Then about a month after she went back to work, the state sent us a bill saying that they overpaid my wife. So my stimulus check went to the state.
Seriously, wait a minute. Your stimulus check, that's the $1,200, right?
Yeah, the $1,200. Yeah, we got the $1,200.
And then the state said you should not have received it and they wanted the money back?
No. They said they overpaid my wife on unemployment.
Oh, on the unemployment benefit. And
so by $800. So,
really?
So actually, I only got $400.
What? And you wrote a check back to the state?
Yeah.
I'd get me a shotgun, stand on my front porch, and say, come and get it.
Not if you keep on continuing that bill.
I got to tell you, my attitude about this, Jack, you're going to love it if I get to be king, is that's your money, man. Go ahead and spend it. Buy yourself a TV set.
So the state said they overpaid my wife when she was unemployed.
Yeah. Well, you know, and by the way, are you sure that the state is right about that? Because they're so screwed up, they may be wrong. Maybe it was the right amount.
Yeah, we went through and saying they was wrong, and they would say it was right. We just got tired of arguing, and they just paid them.
Wow.
So they quit sending the bill to the house.
Now, you're a good man. I appreciate your calling, Jack. You stay well.
Okay, thanks.
312-981-7200. John, my stimulus check went directly to my savings account, which you can do too, but that's not the idea. It's a stimulus check. It's not a savings check. But I mean, the idea is that you'll put that back into the economy. I'm not going to nanny state you. Remember when the nanny state used to be a thing where we would say, boy, the government's telling us how to live our lives. We are so used to the government telling us how to live our lives right now in this pandemic that you don't even hear that phrase crop up anymore. I bought two American-made garage doors with my stimulus check, John. 219 said, I bought a high-ticket refrigerator with our first stimulus. I may try to save another for our first trip when this all ends. Here again, you say, okay, government sends you $1,200 and you go on a Kelly cruise with John Williams and Brenda to Europe. I would love it if you did that. Is that the right use of the stimulus? It's good for Kelly Cruises. And by the way, it's good for you. It's good for that industry. But that's kind of the nut here, isn't it?